Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeff's in the big chair this week. Professor Landini with a well-earned week of vacation. I'm sure he's very busy. Probably numerous trips to the museums, riding his bike through the country. Brian Mitchell, the other part of the program, is, I believe, in a golf tournament today, so hopefully he's having a good time. B was down. B's schedule is just banana land.
He does so much stuff. I don't get it.
It's funny, I was talking with somebody yesterday, and they were like, man, I can't keep up with you, and talking about me, because I'm doing a lot of stuff pretty regularly, and I'm like, I got nothing on B. Just last week, we went to Richmond to play golf, then he rode his bicycle to the beach, then he went to Atlanta for a wedding, and I don't know where he is today, but he's somewhere playing golf.
Yeah, he's all over the place, so credit to him for having the energy to do it. I don't
that
have
dude's
that
got
energy.
A motor. You don't.
No.
You do not, Toby. And congratulations to Ray Brown. It was his daughter that got married. Ray obviously played for the Redskins, played for a number of teams. Just a mountain of a man that played football into his 40s and couldn't be a better, nicer guy. So congrats to the whole Brown family. Toby, while we have you, I wanted to talk some hardball. There's a number of things I wanted to ask about. Obviously, I screamed earlier about the Dodgers putting in the infielder to pitch, and what a joke that was.
EK, yeah.
I feel like we've covered that, so I don't feel the need to circle back. Do you want to start with the Nats and then zoom out, or do you want to start out and then land with the Nats?
No, let's start with the Nats. I mean, they had an opportunity going out to L.A., and they lose game one. Mackenzie Gore doesn't have his sharpest stuff. You can live with those sorts of losses. They're going to happen. They win game two. They hit 5 home runs. And then game three of the series is where it gets interesting. You're up 3-0. Michael Soroka has been in a spot recently where he'll go 5 innings strong, and then he gets into the 6th inning, and there's some struggles. And Davey ultimately goes to the pen after he loads the bases, brings in Jose A. Ferrer to face Max Muncy, and Ferrer's been great against lefties this year as a lefty on the mound. Muncy is yet to hit a home run against a left-handed pitcher this year until that at-bat when he hits the grand slam. And at that point, it just felt like everything unraveled, and it was disappointing that they couldn't find a way to win the game yesterday, because, you know, what better way to tell people to shut up a little bit and calm down a little bit than, yeah, you've lost 11 in a row, you finally snapped that losing streak, and then you go out to L.A. and you win 2 of 3 against the Dodgers. And by the way, if they would have won that game, JP, they would have been 4-2 on the year against the Dodgers. They finished 3-3 on the year against the Dodgers. So not too bad there, but they're playing better baseball in some cases, and then in some cases you see them jump back right back into the losing ways. So it'll be interesting to see how they're looking at
the Padres. 2-8 in their last 10.
Yeah, I mean, part of that's that losing streak, right? That losing streak is going to stick around for quite a while, and I don't think that going out on this road trip, you know, if you win 3 or 4 games, you feel fine about that, because this is a tough road trip against some really good baseball teams. But when you have opportunities, you've got to take advantage of them. And, you know, after that inning where they gave up the lead, You have Luis Garcia started off with an error at second base on a routine play. Jacob Young got thrown out stealing, which he has to get that figured out. He's, I think, 5 for 12, maybe 5 for 13 on the year on stolen base attempts. And
that's crazy. That's one of the fast, too.
That's one of the things he's there for. So there are some little things that they have to figure out. I think, you know, at some point they're going to have to make some changes, but it's, I don't know. It's just, it's tough when not that long ago, just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about this team kind of sticking around relevant, around 500. Now they're largely going to be irrelevant for the rest of the season.
Yeah. Well, there is an opportunity for them to have at least a little peak of relevance. I don't know if this will happen. James Wood is now tied for sixth in the majors in home runs. James Wood has 21 home runs on the year. The only guys ahead of him, Schwarber with the Phillies, like Otani, Aaron Judge, this guy Cal Raleigh, who just murders a baseball, catcher from Seattle. When's the All-Star break? 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Like mid-July, maybe
yeah,
3 weeks?
Yeah, mid-July. So coming up just a little bit, yeah.
Do we get to see James Wood in the home run derby?
I'm hoping so. And I think he's going to be offered. I don't think there's any question he'll be offered.
How does that work? MLB sends out, like, invitations, basically?
Yeah, I would assume they kind of go through and pick their guys and ask them, and you'll see if they'll do it or not. I would assume that he's going to be asked. Whether he does it or not, I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised if he does it because it's early in his career, and maybe he wants to do it once or twice in his career. But, yeah, it would be great if we could see him in the home run derby. Absolutely.
I am all for it. Like, I'm guessing there are some that might not be, but I'm in. Like, what is the downside of getting the stud in the home run derby?
I mean, the only thing that everyone always loves to point to is, oh, it can mess up your swing. But if you actually remember a couple of years ago, JP, Juan Soto was terrible before the All-Star break, was in the home run derby, and then after the home run derby, got back to hitting the ball out of the yard and becoming Juan Soto again. Now, that was a while ago because he was still with the Nationals. But sometimes, you know, it can mess with your swing a little bit because you're just trying to hit the ball out of the yard. But I honestly don't even know if his swing is fully built to do a home run derby because he likes hitting line drives. The guys that hit the majestic ones generally are a little bit better. But regardless, I'd love to see him do it and see what happens. And I'm not all that worried that he's going to somehow end up in a funk afterwards. So, yeah, I mean, I think early in his career it would make sense to do it because – you know, if you're not going to do it now, are you going to do it in 5 or 6 years after? Like, I don't know. So why not do it now?
Yeah, do it now. Because, like, I mean, if you look at the guys ahead of him, Shohei's not going to do it. Judge isn't going to do it, right? Where is the All-Star game this year?
Atlanta.
So, like, I don't think Aaron Judge is going to do it, right?
No, I would think that maybe Cal Raleigh would.
I could see Raleigh, maybe Schwarber. PCA probably does it as a young guy, but like once you become a true superstar, established player, Judge, Otani kind of level, I feel like those guys don't often do these. I think he should do it, man. You have my full support, James. As a fellow dude named James, you have my full support.
Well, and the thing about James Wood that, you know, he's got such a simple swing. I don't think it's something that'll end up putting him in a bad spot, and he's been so good, JP. 451 feet at Dodger Stadium the other night. The second time he's gone 451 feet this year. Exactly 451. The other couple weeks ago against the Marlins, he had one that hit off the garage door in center field on the fly, which you never see happen. So that's the farthest home run that's been hit at Dodger Stadium this year, 451. And then I think you're going to see a lot more of what the Dodgers did to him. There were runners in second and third. He came to the plate, and he just immediately got sent down to first base. Until they get someone behind him that can give him some real protection in the lineup, I don't know why you would ever pitch to him if you're a team. Like, I don't get what the Rockies were doing when they pitched to him and he hit the walk-off. If I were a team
facing
him...
They're the Rockies. They're god-awful.
Well, exactly. And if I were a team facing him, I'd say, screw that. Anybody else can beat me, not him.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. I think I do have a secret for you, and this is unfortunate. There's not going to be anybody to protect him this year, at least. Like, I mean, that dude just, I don't know. I just don't see that. Well, maybe another one.
So my wacky idea, JP, that they did for a little bit was CJ was batting third for a few games, and he actually saw more pitches to hit, I wouldn't put that third. I would just flip the two. I'd have James Wood lead off, which then you're going to have less guys in front of him on base, so I get the understanding like he's your number one run producer. But I wouldn't hate the idea of maybe flipping those two just so he gets a little bit of protection because, frankly, he's in running. He's in scoring position as soon as he steps to the plate. You know, so maybe try that.
The speed. James Wood and I, we both share a first name, James, and I think that's where the parallels end. He's 6'7", 230, and 22. We were both born in September.
There you go.
So we got a couple things. All right, I want to go just around the majors. I think I don't even hate the Mets that much. Like, I ended up rooting for them last year because that playoff run was just crazy. But I'm surrounded by Mets fans, and the chatter after the Soto deal irked me significantly, probably mostly because it was Soto, who I just wish was always here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mets fans are mad because Soto gets off the slow starts. He's balling now. I don't hear anybody mad. But the Phillies are in first place of the NL East. I think the Phillies are good, dude. I don't know, but my guess is Davey won't be back. I think they should go get Kevin Long if that's the case. The Phillies hitting coach that was here when the Nats were so good to be skipper. But what do you make of the Phillies taking over at first place in the East?
Yeah, I mean, they're good, and they've been good for a long time. They've got some really
good pitching. Mets are 2-8 in their last 10.
Yeah, you've got some really good pitching for the Phillies. A former Nationals pitcher in Jesus Luzardo has been kind of a revelation, even though he's struggled a little bit of late. His ERA jumped over 4 because of one really, really bad start. But, I mean, Wheeler is still awesome. Ranger Suarez has pitched well this year. Christopher Sanchez has pitched well. Their pitching is really, really good. And Bryce hasn't been full Bryce yet this year. He's struggled a little bit. He's only hitting .258 on the season, only has 9 homers. But Kyle Schwarber, JP, is just insane. So I play fantasy baseball, and he's on my fantasy baseball team. And it feels like every single night I get a notification that Kyle Schwarber has homered again. 24 on the season for Schwarbs, 55 walks on the year. He's still so good. I mean, they've got so many good players, so it's not surprising. Bohm's gotten going recently. He struggled last season. He's hitting .290. So they're a really good baseball team, and it wouldn't shock you once again to see them there because they've just got the complete combo of having a really good lineup that's deep and then having a pitching staff that is good. Now, I don't know that their bullpen is great. Jordan Romano was having to save some of their games, and he's got an ERA of .650, so that doesn't necessarily speak very high. But they've got a couple of upcoming prospect arms, too, that could come help them down the line. So they've got what it takes to be really, really good again.
And then I wanted to go back to L.A., and obviously we talked about how it went for the Nats, but what'd you think of Shohei back on the mound?
So that's what I think is interesting with Shohei. I'm curious where he fits long-term. And because of the fact that he hits so well, obviously, and he's your everyday DH, it's not as if you need him to go 6-7 innings every time out because you essentially have him as a 14th pitcher when you're only allowed to have 13 because of his ability to do both things. And so even if he only goes out there and gives you an inning or two every time out, that's enough because he's still really, really good. And I don't know where he builds up to because I don't know that. And it's not like Mark Zuckerman and I were talking about this in the press box the other day. It's not like he can go out on a rehab assignment, JP. It's not like he can go out there and work on building up to 3 and 4 innings. Like, it's just going to happen in big league games. I think part of the reason that they put him back out on the hill is similar to what Davey did with some of the pitchers in 2019 in the postseason, is these guys are going to throw anyways for an inning off a mound as like a sim game. So you might as well just throw them in a real game because what's the point of wasting bullets on a dude's arm when you could just have him go out there and throw an inning like he did against the Nationals on Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, I thought when he signed that contract, JP, it felt like it's such a big one that he has to pitch. But then you realize the cultural significance that Shohei Ohtani has in the country of Japan, which I think we already knew, but it was just even exploded more with him moving to the Dodgers instead of the Angels. And right. You could have paid that dude just about any dollar amount you could have chosen, and he's still going to bring back enough that it was worth it, even if he just hits. So I think, honestly, anything they get out of him pitching from now on, especially already having won a World Series, like it's kind of gravy. So I don't know that he ever gets back to the 5-6 inning guy. I think at some point in his career, maybe he works out as a reliever because he could be a nasty closer, which is just it's a unique player,
oh, that's
man.
That's crazy.
Unique.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take that bat out of the lineup. Like, you just can't.
No.
So the other two things, back to the All-Star game, the fan vote, Wood just isn't getting like he deserves. The fans vote in the starters, and then does MLB name the rest of the team?
Yeah, I think that's how it works. I think the coaches and players or something like that vote on the rest of the team. Okay. But, yeah, I think...
So Wood should get in.
I think Wood's going to get in. I think Gore is going to be there because pitchers don't have any fan voting. Pitchers are all voted on by guys inside Major League Baseball. So I think Gore is going to be there. There's no question about that. And I think Wood will be there. I mean, John Heyman, one of the most respected baseball writers there is kind of already calling for that. So I think you'll see those two. The real question is if CJ can get there. He had a bit of a down spell a couple of weeks ago that lasted for just a few weeks. But he's kind of back to crushing the baseball as well. Had two home runs in LA. So that's kind of the interesting one. I think you got two for sure, but I don't know if you can force a third in there when you look at the Nationals record and you're like, how do they have three All-Stars?
Right. So the other thing that happens, All-Star break, I think, correct me if I'm wrong on this, is that when the MLB draft is?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Nats have the number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
So Wiz couldn't get the number one overall pick, but the Nats sure did.
I'm telling you, JP, it's the weirdest thing. So baseball introduced this MLB draft lottery a couple of years ago, and the Nationals have had great luck. They had it implemented at a bad time, so it was implemented the year after the Dylan Cruz selection. And because of the way that baseball works with market size and whether you get revenue sharing and all this stuff, if you're in a large enough market, which DC is, they don't spend like it, but they are in a big enough market that they don't get the opportunity to pick inside the top 10 back-to-back years. Last year, they would have had the number one overall pick because they won the lottery last year. And then they get into it again this year where they can pick in the top 10, and then they win the lottery again. So whatever luck the Wizards don't have, the Nationals have had.
Have all of it.
Yeah.
And the number one pick sounds like it's going to come down to Ethan Holliday. And that's another one of Matt Holliday's kids, right? So Jackson's right. In Baltimore. And he's a high school prospect?
High school prospect. Could be a potential 30-homer bat for this team. Down the line was the Gatorade Player of the Year this year. It's out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. And, yeah, I mean, he's huge, JP. 18 years old, 6'4", 220, something like that. I mean, he is already big. He's going to be a power type of bat, left-handed bat, someone that could come in here and eventually be your third baseman of the future, depending upon what they do with Brady House. Maybe he goes to a corner outfield, but another power bat in the lineup.
All right. I mean, his old man could play. He was a great hitter, dude. I remember him with the Cardinals forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either going to be Holiday or the LSU pitcher, right?
Yeah, and Cade Anderson was...
That's the LSU pitcher.
Nails, yeah. He was absolute nails the other day. College World Series, struck out
right.
10, went the complete game, only gave up a couple of hits, walked more guys than usual. But I lean Holiday. Grant and I discuss this all the time, and he's leaning pitcher right now, but you know it's kind of up in the air. It kind of works in their favor, JP. They can go either direction because the saying is, what costs money is power and pitching, and you can go either way where you get the power with... Ethan Holliday, you can get pitching with Cade Anderson. There's a couple of other college guys, Jamie Arnold out of Florida State, Liam Doyle out of Tennessee. Maybe they could go all left-handed pitchers. But the thing that sold me, like if I had to go right now, if I were picking, I would go Ethan Holliday. The thing that sold me, JP, had nothing to do with Ethan Holliday. It was everything to do with Matt Holliday and Jackson Holliday. And there was basically... Jackson was awesome in the month of May, and the reason was his dad called down and gave him some help, right? He called down and said, hey, man, tweak this thing. And so when you draft a guy like Ethan Holliday, not only do you get to develop him and your staff gets to develop him, you have Matt Holliday as an extra resource, which is right. A great one to have.
I don't know which way I lean, man. I love stud pitchers. So this kid Anderson's a 6'2 lefty. I love, like, the big-game nature he showed in this World Series, College World Series run for LSU. Now, obviously, it's incredibly different, right? But, like, when it was a couple years ago when the Nats were either going to get Skeens or Cruz based on what Pittsburgh did, it seemed like, honestly, it was kind of similar to when the Wiz had the number two overall pick. For a long time, it seemed like the Wiz were going to get Risache and the Hawks would take Sarr. And then at the end, it flipped, and the Hawks took Risache and the Wiz got Sarr. It sounds like I'm going back in time, and maybe it's just like my limited recall or my, you know, I'm not having conversations in clubhouses across America about this stuff because I, you know, I'm just not like in the weeds in baseball. But like, it felt like the Nats were going to get Skeens because Cruz was going to go one to Pittsburgh that year, and then that flipped as it got later. And I think Dylan Cruz might still end up being a great baseball player. Don't get me wrong. But it seems like, I mean, as of right now, Skeens is by far the better pick of the two of them. I think I might want the pitcher, dude, because when you see these true stud pitchers, Skeens, the kid for the Tigers, like these young just stars, and I think Gore is not in that tier, but maybe in the next tier for stud young pitchers, like, bats become available. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to find a
pitchers
guy.
Pitchers are hard to find. Like, correct. Even, dude, I remember when Riz signed Scherzer, and that deal was insane, and everybody's like, oh, my God. And he lived up to it and more. But I just feel like true stud Cy Young-type guys don't come available as often. I feel like Boris tends to rep a ton of batters, and you know Boris guys are going to get to free agency.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I wouldn't blame them if they went Cade Anderson. The only reason that I'm not fully on Cade Anderson and I would go Holiday is, you know, Cade Anderson is someone who's really, really effective, but he's sitting with a fastball that's, you know, 94, 95, can get up to 97. Like, Paul Skeens dominates hitters. I mean, there's no chance right when you stand in the box. Does Cade Anderson ever get to that? I'm not sure that he does, but that's not to say that he can't be incredibly effective.
Jeff, you want the bat? You want the kid bat? Or you want the I mean, the other difference here is timeline, right?
Correct.
Because Holiday is 2-3 years away, whereas Anderson's probably pitching for you.
I mean, if you were in a pinch, Anderson could probably pitch for you at the end of the season. That wouldn't happen.
Right, like he could be a September call-up, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, they're not in a pinch, so maybe just let him chill, but I don't know, man. Jeff, which way are you going? Bat or arm?
I think I'm going to go bat.
I might have to change my stance then. I might go pitcher.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a hard fence to be on because, like, you want to score points, but you need good defense as well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the crux of it. I also just I don't know about this because obviously you want as many bats as you can get, right? The best teams are just loaded up and down the lineup. If you go bat, is that saying something about Skeens, like where you feel that's going, or is that overthinking it?
I think you're overthinking it a little bit.
I'm prone to do so.
I think the main thing is, JP, you're picking first overall, and the thing I don't want them to do is just think, okay, we're going to cut a deal and try to find someone later. Like, whoever the top guy is on your board, whoever Rizzo and his staff identifies as being the top player, whether it's Holiday, whether it's Cade Anderson or someone else, just take that guy. Get the best player you can possibly get at first overall, and don't worry about the rest of the draft. Worry about that when it gets there. Take the best guy.
You got an opportunity to nail it, nail it. When we come back, Jaden Daniels spoke this weekend in New York City. You're going to hear it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. This weekend was Fanatics Fest up in New York. If we talk to Peter Rosenberg later this week, we got to ask him about it because I know he was there. A lot of folks went. Seemed like a really, really cool event. I mean, the biggest stars in sports are there, including Washington's Jaden Daniels. I mean, on some level, it's just cool that Washington has a star that people want around. You know what I mean? And to be on a platform with Joe Montana and Dan Marino is pretty incredible. Jeff, I know you got like different conversations from Jaden up in NYC. So why don't you let me know when you're ready and we'll play some of that. Toby, even just on the surface, dude, you have been a Skins fan your whole life. You love the team. They have a star quarterback. How good does that feel?
Dude, it's crazy. It's so nice to have a dude that everyone around the country wants to tune in and watch. A dude that everybody is looking for and someone that people are buying jerseys of, not just around here, but around the country. Someone that is one of the most fun quarterbacks to watch in the league. And he's a great leader, a great dude, easy to root for. I mean, it's the first time in my lifetime, with the exception of that 2012 season with RG3, where you feel like you've got the guy that gives you the edge on whoever you're playing because you've got the best quarterback on the field that day. And it feels like this one, outside of what happened with RG3, like the difference is, this feels like this is going to continue on for years and years and hopefully for the entirety of Jaden Daniels' career versus Roberts was kind of short-lived. But, yeah, it's so special to have a guy that, I mean, he's kind of turned into a celebrity because he played that way. It's not because he was out there doing all this crazy stuff, JP. It's because he played so well that everybody wants a piece of him now.
Totally. I mean, he keeps an incredibly low profile, honestly. Like, he's not a big social media, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know, it's pretty damn interesting. Here's some of Jaden's comments from this weekend.
Training camp, obviously, offseason was good, but now you just see what he's proven year in and year out, and, you know, you get the, I'm excited to throw him a little screen, and hopefully on the stat sheet it says a touchdown for 80 yards, and I'd have to do it in your work. But, you know, I'm excited. He's a great person. Great to fit in the locker room, rather wide array. So, yeah, we're going to see hopefully a lot of touchdowns.
Jaden's excited. I heard a comment he made about Debo, that he's hoping to just throw a little screen and let Debo go
right?
80. I love that. Warren Sharp saw that and tweeted this out. Debo Samuel has led the NFL in yak per reception for 5 straight years. While Debo has dealt with injuries and fallen back in some aspects, he still brings the yak, the yards after catch. Last year, he had 8.3 yards after the catch per reception, number one in the NFL. 8.3, 8.8 in 23, 8.8 in 22. The monster season he had in 21, 10 yards after the catch per catch. And back in 2020, he was 12.1 yards after the catch per catch. I mean, just crazy numbers. Jeff, introduce the other one. I can't remember what – I think maybe it's about the corners he's faced.
Yeah, so this is Jaden saying which were the toughest corners he faced during his rookie season.
This year, Queen has a good choice. But this year, I would probably say I'm excited to go against Pastor Terry.
I mean, when the Broncos come to town, it's going to be interesting.
JP, you just know Eagles fans because they are so relentless. And even when we have nothing to do with them, we're not even talking to them. They beat us fair and square here. We're not even worried about any of that stuff. Eagles fans just constantly chirping about winning the NFC Championship game. Glad they won. Right for them, whatever. But you know they got excited to hear Quinyon mentioned in there. you know sure. They're just fired up about that.
For sure. There's a bizarre thing with Philly that, like, I think overall, I mean, dude, Cliff Kingsbury said it on the record. He's the play caller. Like, they've talked about, yeah, you know, we're chasing the Eagles. That's where we need to get to. And yet, Eagles fans remain, like, in this odd state of, like, Eagles fans and Bears fans are oddly obsessed with trying to say, well, Washington's not good.
What it is Eagles fans are so used to being that annoying little brother and just, like, constantly punching and bickering and constantly just picking at people that when they get to the top, they have no idea what to do, so then they start punching down. Like, whatever, you're on top of the world. Leave us alone. Big deal.
Right. That, I mean, it doesn't make a ton of sense. I just think it's really cool that Jaden is on that level. I mean, Pat Surtain is an absolute star. Are those questions from fans? Or do we know what the kind of the format was of all that?
I don't know. But I don't even know what the whole thing was. Like, I saw people buying cards. Obviously, Josh Harris spent $500,000 on a Jaden Daniels card. I don't even fully understand what the whole event was because Fanatics has such a big empire. Like, they could sell jerseys. They could be selling memorabilia. They could be selling trading cards. I don't even know what all was going on, but I know every big name, at least NFL-wise, was there, and there were a couple NBA stars there as well.
Durant?
That was big time going on in New York.
What? I mean, Fanatics has a massive empire, and yet I can't get a James Wood kids t-shirt. Anyway, The playing card thing is fascinating to me. So I tried to read into this. So it's an incredibly rare rookie card of Jaden Daniels. It's called a Prism card. And Josh Harris spent $500,000 on that and says he's going to display it at Northwest Stadium. I am not in the collectibles world. $500K for a rookie card, to me, like, if you told me there was a $500K rookie card for, like, Joe Montana, I could understand that because that would be old and rare and valuable and, like, the dude hasn't played in, I don't know, 25 years and he's undeniably one of the greats. Like, if you told me that about Peyton or Brady, like, I could get that. But Jaden just played. Like, he just had the rookie season. Like, how rare are these cards? And I also, where are you going to display that at Northwest Stadium where it's safe? You know what I mean?
Dude, I have no idea. I don't. It's also a card, so you have to get close to it. So, I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be a giant spectacle, but even if you do and everyone wants to see it, I guess it's going to be a line because you have to get close to a playing or a trading card to get see it. Like, it's not like it's a big thing that you can display somewhere.
I got a question, though. How much y'all think my Jaden Daniels Hail Mary rookie card is?
Is there not? When I was a kid, there used to be this magazine called Beckett, and you could look up the value of cards in it.
That was a long time ago, JP.
It was.
Look up a magazine.
My point, Jeffrey, was there's got to be a way for you to look up the value of that. Have you Googled it?
Yes, but I don't trust Google. I got to go to someone because Google told me.
Jeff would definitely be the dude that doesn't trust Google.
Yeah, nah, because Google told me I had a card that's worth $100,000.
And how much was it worth?
I don't know if it's really worth $100,000.
Well, I would go get that checked out.
Same card. It's a Joe Montana card.
I would get that checked out, Jeff. If it's worth six figures.
Jeff, you're telling me you're sitting on a card that's worth six figures?
When I looked it up on the internet, it said that, and I was like, "Yo, how true is this?" But then you know, you also got to look at the corners and all of this stuff.
If this card is worth six figures, what would you do with it?
Sell it. I'm not keeping. See, my thing is, those cards, like, I found them. Like, it was a lot of cards. I found them. They was just sitting on a corner in a shoebox. I thought I was about to open up some money or some jewelry.
Well, you did open up money if it's worth $100,000.
Yeah, if it is worth $100,000, but it was a buttload of football cards, and I'm not even gonna tell you where I found them at.
It's kind of weird when you say buttload and then you won't tell us where you found them.
Bro, I found them in an apartment complex when I was a kid. You know, I don't know if y'all ever done it, but we used to like flip off the mattresses and stuff that people would put out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right there. And I was like, yo, what if it's some money in there? Because I always thought I was going to be the guy that walk across and find like a bag full of money or a box full of money. But it was football cards.
It does not surprise me that you always thought you'd be the guy that would walk across the street and find a bag full of money. Nobody go anywhere. We got to play this song again. Somebody get a valuation of Jeff's Jaden Daniels card.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's B. Mitch and Finley. All right. There's a sad realization of what today is. we've reached the part of the summer where all there is baseball to bet on. And I know for the Tobys of the world, that's great. But like when I go to the NBA tag or the NHL tag, it's just all empty. So let's pick what.
JP, you might be wrong about that, man.
You got some darts?
I got some WNBA.
Ooh.
Gold Cup and tennis.
Okay. Okay, Jeff. Apparently there's zero WNBA on today.
Yeah, there's nothing on Monday. I see a bunch of Tuesdays.
All right. Well, Mr. Tennis and Gold Cup, what do you got, Jeff?
I'm going to take the Jamaican mine. Oh, that's tomorrow. All right, I say that for tomorrow. When I take the Jamaican mine.
Give me the Mariners to beat the Twins today. And then parlay that with the, JP, Money Mitch Parker's on the mound. The Mitchell JP show right here, B. Mitch and Finley.
He's foremost the Mitch Parker radio program in town.
So give me the Mariners and the Nats tonight.
Wow, two roadies. A two-road parlay, Toby. Ballsy.
All right, I got my bet for today. I'm going to the Seattle Sounders versus Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah.
I'm just saying how they say it or FIFA. And okay. I'm going to take, because they're saying that PSG is going to smoke them, their odds are minus 1,000. I'm going to go with Paris Saint-Germain to have a shot on target between 0 and 10 minutes. They might have a goal before that, bro. Like, this is about to get bad.
I mean, they're going to smoke them. There's one team that plays in Europe and one team that plays in Seattle. I'll let you guess which one is good.
So I'm going to take that bet so I can start the week off correct.
What is the bet? You have them scoring a goal in the first 10 minutes?
So for minus, the odds are minus 150. It's a shot on goal in the first 10 minutes.
If this isn't easy to find.
I kind of like that, Jeff.
That's insane.
What'd you say, White Brian?
If this isn't an easy stat to find, he's getting a loss.
I promise you, PSG might take a shot on goal within the first minute of the game. I promise you.
All right. I kind of like Jeff's action. It's funky, just like Jeff. I'm going to... I meant funky like a DJ, not funky like funk.
Okay.
He's making up for landfill not being here, betting European soccer playing in the States. So
I'm going to keep it simple. You know me, steak and missionary. I'm going to bet on some baseball. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Hold up.
I can get the.
Hold
what's
up.
What's up?
We not going to let you just skate past that. You said what?
What happened?
Simple what? Steak and missionary.
I said I'm going to bet on the Cardinals, the run line. Plus 1.5 is under 200.
All right.
And that's a...
It's a get that down, WP.
I got the Cardinals plus 1.5. And I like my steak medium rare. White Brian, you got anything?
Inter Miami. Messi.
Who are they playing?
Polikios? Palmarias?
What?
Are you talking about me?
Palmarias. Palmeiras, I think.
Where are they from?
No idea.
I would assume Greece.
Yeah, the logo.
Why would you
Greece.
Assume that?
Brazil. Brazilian Serie A.
They're from
great job, fellas. I would assume Greece, and it's just the other side of the world.
No idea, man.
You know, different continent, different hemisphere. Palmeiras is from Sao Paulo. Shout out to Palmeiras. I'm rooting for you guys. I guess maybe I should root for Miami because they're American. I don't know.
Who cares?
I'm rooting for the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. That's who I'm rooting
for. Go Nats.
Thank you to everybody listening to the show today. Thank you to my man Sports Grumpy. I really enjoyed that song. We're going to play it again tomorrow for B. Mitch. Thank you to Will Kunkel for calling in. Going to be a fun week of realizing the only thing to talk about is baseball for the next month. But if you're like me, veterans, report to training camp a month from yesterday. We're right around the corner, folks. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I suppose I owe you a beer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.